a conversation with Warren Buffett.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace Podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama will meet today at the White House with several CEOs to talk about the fiscal cliff. There's just about a month left until those automatic spending cuts and tax increases go into effect unless there is a deal. The president has already reached out to billionaire investor Warren Buffett to talk about the issue. I sat down yesterday with Buffett and with Fortune magazine's Carol Loomis, who's been following his career for decades. She's just written a book about Buffett called Tap Dancing to Work. And I started our interview by asking Warren Buffett if he thinks the fiscal cliff will be avoided.
I don't know the answer to that, but we may run over a little bit. We're not going to run over by 6 months or anything of the sort. So it may be that it requires the passage of New Year's Eve to get people to act, but it will not be something that we're talking about a year from now.
How do you think we get past this gridlock in Washington that has really created so much uncertainty for business in this country?
Yeah, well, we finally get 535 or a majority of 535 people to realize that they really have to behave like grown-ups, and they have to raise perhaps 18.5% of GDP in revenues, and they can spend 21%. And if they do that, they'll have a happy household. And if they're no matter how rich a household is, if it spends way more than it takes in, you know, it's going to be unhappy. It's going to have a lot of unhappy members. And it's not a complicated proposition. And they really all know the equation. We'll get an answer.
How do you think we can get back to 4% growth or more in this country?
Well, 4% is a pretty big number. But
these days.
But even take a subpar 2%. If we have 1% population growth and we have 2% real growth in output, that's 20% in 20 years. If every generation lives 20% better than the generation before, that is not bad. I think we'll do better than that. But 20% in a generation is not bad.
What's your biggest economic concern in the year ahead?
Well, I think that we run the risk always of substantial inflation, but not immediate. But it's so much easier for legislators to print money to try and solve problems, and it solves them for a very short period. I mean, it feels very good. If I had a printing press in my basement, I mean, I'd probably use it. So I can't really condemn those legislators. But I think that in a democracy, it's always looms as a threat, and only vigilance on the part of legislators and the Federal Reserve and really the public will keep it from being abused at some point.
Carol Loomis, what's the best year that he's had since you've known him?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'd have to have the annual report. Warren, help me out. What is the best year you've had?
The best year I've ever had was 1954. That actually was the best year for the stock market in my history.
Huh.
I did almost 100 percentage points better than the than the Dow Jones average in that year.
And what was it about? How did you do that?
Well, I was working with a very small amount of money. That made it a lot easier. But listen, the best year is the next year.
You're always looking forward to the
absolutely.
Best year. Absolutely. And what about the worst year?
Well,
what's been the toughest year for you?
Worst business year. Worst year personally is when somebody close to me would die.
Sure.
Obviously. But the best – worst year – statistically, perhaps 1999 or some year like that when the internet bubble was on and we weren't participating. But that doesn't really make any difference to me. I'm looking at what I'm doing with the money, and if I feel satisfied with it, what other people are doing does not bother me.
Coming up, how does a billionaire like Warren Buffett maintain such a normal guy image? But first, let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower in global trading this morning, down 1.2% in Tokyo, 0.25% lower right now in London. There are reports that a shakeup is coming at the Daily Deal website Groupon. CEO Andrew Mason could be replaced in an attempt to get the company back on the right track. Its stock, by the way, has plunged more than 80% this year. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 89 points to close at 12,878.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Now let's get back to my interview with Warren Buffett and Carol Loomis. I had one other question I had to ask. How does he stay such a normal guy as a billionaire?
Well, he just has had a normal temperament all the way through and all the way through his life. And he's just not tempted by the things that other people – he now has a plane that he flies around with. And he says that's, you know, it's obviously a big improvement in his life. But there's nothing, as Warren has said, there's nothing that he couldn't buy that if he really wanted it. Yachts, believe me, he has no interest in yachts. Expensive food, hamburgers are what he wants.
Which brings me to my final question, which is, what is your favorite meal at McDonald's? Because I know you go there.
Oh, well, depends what time of day. I get a sausage McMuffin in the morning. Sometimes I get a two of them, and I put the sausage parts together, and I call that a sausage McBuffet. But I'll get a quarter pounder and fries at lunch. A lot of times I'll send out just get a strawberry malt for lunch, and you know, I like the same things I liked when I was in at my fifth birthday party. I mean, that was a big day. I mean, hot dogs, hamburgers, chocolate sundaes. I found what I liked when I was in my 20s or earlier. I mean, I found what I like to eat. I found the kind of people I like to associate with. I found what I like to do during the day, how I like to dress, what I like to watch on TV. And I've seen no reason to change just because I got richer.
Well, Carol Loomis, thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
And Warren Buffett, thank you so much.
I enjoyed it.
And Warren Buffett spoke with my colleague Kai Rizdahl as well. You can find that interview at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.